In the depths of relaxing sleep, warmth flows through you. Everything about your environment is sculpted and controlled right now, to carry you to a place more hospitable to meditation and peace, to prepare you for what is to come, which may be exciting, may be titillating, may be yet another patch of relaxation. Whatever may come next, it is unbounded possibility. It is a creative image drawn on the inside of your mind, exciting you and pushing you to new heights of pleasure, and escape, and joy. Yes, joy. The elevation of your spirit and nourishment of your mind. Your mind is in a peaceful place, and it should transition from this suspended sleeping glory to somewhere more imagination can more powerfully take hold and a scene can be played out for you to enjoy. And so you will awaken into a particular scene, another place in time, where everything is open and accessible, and anything laid out by this voice will play its way over your body and mind, affecting you, causing responses in your mundane body, even as your mind is elevated and turned loose to wander. You awaken to find your transport has arrived, docked at a station on the edge of the planet Rush. That's the area of space where sponsored explorers are finding new worlds and new possibilities. Colonization, profit, whatever the motive, it is an open wilderness among the stars. On the edge of that wilderness, companies and adventurers set up on Tavros Station. You feel the warmth of the place you were resting, and the climate-controlled interior of the ship maintains a soothing bubble of appropriate temperature around you as you head for a door onto the station. You can find almost anything in this place. Strange labs, private corporate hangars, storage spaces for things left disregarded here until the station became the focus of attention. You could find anything wandering around in here, and so you have resolved to wander. Steel walls, huge force-shielded pressure-protected windows that let you look out on the vast expanse of stars, and a concourse milling with people. From robed entirely to scantily clad, the vibrant flow is something to behold, letting your eyes unfocus and yawning in the comfortable warmth of the corridor as the door back to your ship closes behind you. You imagine you can see people flowing like water, from somewhere and then to somewhere new. You let yourself join the flow, feeling comfortable. One more face in the crowd for the moment. You are in the middle of the milling station concourse, shops with signs outside, barkers calling out attractions, trinkets, tools, and devices to assist planet rushers in their task of exploration. You see some back hallways and unused rooms open off to one side, and fancy facilities like a Xenogen genetic mod lab, a few exotic shops with sexy window displays. With so much to see, the only question is what to explore first.